Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Bárig Lodge.
Good morning to you, Audrey. Well, the Republic of Ireland women's soccer team complete their European Championship qualifying group this evening with a home game against France. Eileen Gleeson's side have yet to win a game in the tough group, but they will still have a chance to qualify through the playoffs. A crowd of around 15,000 expected. That's the number of tickets that have been sold for tonight's game. Ireland are boosted by the return of Katie McCabe after suspension. Kick-off at Super Value Páirc Uíochmhainn is at 6 o'clock. Live coverage of the game on RT2 television and on 2FM. And here now with a look ahead to the action is our match commentator John Kenny.
A unique setting for tonight's Women's European Championship qualifier as the Republic of Ireland, bottom of the group, no points and just the one goal scored, welcome top of the table France, already qualified and who are ranked number 2 in the world. It's the second meeting between the sides in Group A. The first was a 1-0 win in Metz in their opening tie to France. Since then, Sweden and England have beaten Ireland twice, and the only goal of the group for Ireland came in last Friday's 2-1 loss to England, where Julianne Russell scored in injury time at Carrow Road. That goal could yet prove to be vital as Ireland seek to keep their top seeding ahead of a playoff, possibly, for Euro 2025. A narrow loss to France might be good enough to keep that top seeding. Almost 15,000 tickets have been sold for tonight's game at Páirc Uíochmhainn, and there'll be plenty of hometown interest as well, with several local players in Eileen Gleeson's squad for the 6 o'clock kickoff, with the whole game live on RTE2 television and on RTE2FM's Game On.
Also tonight, Shamrock Rovers play Reykjavik at Tala Stadium in the first qualifying round of the Champions League. The tie is scoreless from the first leg. The Republic of Ireland women's under-19s began their European Championship campaign with a scoreless draw against the holders Spain. Goalkeeper Katie Keane was the star of a stout defensive effort. The Athlone Town player made no fewer than 12 saves over the 90 minutes. Next up for the Irish team will be Germany at midday on Thursday, and that match will be televised live on the RTE News channel. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry, Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow will once again represent Ireland in golf at the upcoming Olympic Games, replicating the team that competed in Tokyo. At Killarney races last night, the 1 mile handicap was marred by a fatal injury sustained by David Marnan's Freescape, who slipped up after clipping heels on the approach to the straight. His rider Darragh O'Sullivan thankfully was unhurt in the incident. Gavin Devlin has been appointed to the position of Director of Underage Football with Louth GAA, better known in GAA circles as Horst Devlin. He was part of Mickey Hart's management team at Louth for 3 seasons before moving with him to Derry. And finally, in the standout first round tie at the World Match Play Darts in Blackpool, Michael Van Gerwen produced a polished performance to defeat teenager Luke Littler by 10 legs to 6.